Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I've said this before in my comments, but your federal senators and congressmen are not who you want to contact about the Devil's Slide area just south of Crescent City on U.S. Highway 101. I wrote to Senators Boxer and Feinstein and Congressman Huffman about the situation, and the only answer I received was from Senator Boxer, telling me that U.S. 101, in spite of the U.S. notation in the route number, is a state of California highway, and the state is responsible for its maintenance and rebuilding. So, according to Senator Boxer, send all your requests to your state legislators and the governor. I would think the Times Standard and all the other local media, such as radio and television stations, would be aware of this point and make sure all PSA announcements are correct. When I was working as a clerk in local grocery stores, we only kept a small amount of money in the cash till, especially in the late evenings or at night in 24-hour markets. That kept losses to a relatively small amount in case of a robbery. We were also instructed to give the perp the money and make mental observations such as, did he or she have a visible weapon or just an implied one? Height and approximate weight? Type of clothing? Caucasian? Native American? Black? Hispanic? Or other type of skin? Did you see which way they went? On foot or in a vehicle? I never got held up, but I think I was prepared, although no one ever knows what they will do in a situation until it actually happens to them. In all the stores I worked at, the assistant manager or head clerk would routinely clean out the tills and put the cash and checks through the slot in the safe lid. I have a 2001 Jeep, and since it was new, and it's been a good vehicle and mostly reliable until the tranny went out a couple of years ago. We went through some problems getting it repaired, but we finally got her done, and it has been a good vehicle since. Now it looks like I may have to make some trips to the Bay Area, so we decided to get a newer one. We were going to make the rounds, starting at Lithia Dodge Chrysler Jeep dealership just south of town. I asked Brian, the first salesman we came to, if he had any cars to sell. He grinned and said yes, and after getting a description of what we were looking for, found us just what we wanted. We started on the paperwork and his manager, Zach, came over and we continued the procedure. It was late in the afternoon that this all took place, but the paper transition went smoothly, and Brian and Zach were very thorough as they completed a deal complicated by some financial things we were going through just then. We were very pleased by the whole thing, and they made all the used car salesman's jokes inapplicable. So if you're looking for a newer used vehicle, stop in at Lithia and ask for Brian or one of the other good sales reps. All I have to do now is figure out all the buttons and dials and what makes her go. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.